I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys, and we're talking a little bit about Dad's Day. That's next Sunday, a week ahead of this. But you know what? We wanted to give you enough time to take a listen and maybe make a little list and go get something for Dad for Father's Day. So we're gonna dive right in. We'll cover some gifts in another segment or two. But right now, it's like, what are you gonna put on the grill for Father's Day? Bob, you're a father. I'm not. I'm a stepfather now. Lisa's boys are my stepsons, which is awesome. But
I think that makes you a father.
Right. Yeah, I think so. This will be the first one. This will be the first Father's Day. We'll see if they come through or not. I'm not holding my breath, brother, but I'm just going to tell you they're good. They're good men. So anyway, what is Bob like for Father's Day, or what do you want to talk about, man?
You know, I'm happy just to have anything. My kids all know, well, about everybody in our house can cook, so I'm not going to get a bad meal.
Right.
And I've been starving myself for the last month and a half, so anything I get is going
to
be...
Time to throw down.
Yeah, I'm going right. to eat a ton of it that day.
Yeah.
No diet. I guess I don't have a wish. Well, of course, the biggest, baddest Wagyu ribeye steak that Sobe has would always be my preference.
Right. Yep.
Because those are fantastic.
They are.
The ones I've got in the freezer are great, too, that yeah. I got from Smith & Sons. But... I've got a crowd coming over, and it would empty out my steak reserve if
right.
I made steak for everyone.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking I'm going to leave it up to the girls and the boys and let them figure it out.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to give other people an idea, and we've talked about so many of these things so many times. It sounds kind of redundant, but let's say you're a new listener and you don't have an idea. Well, you know, you can always get a nice fresh chicken, go to your butcher, and get a nice fresh roasting hen.
Right, not a fryer, but
don't,
a roasting
yes,
hen.
Don't,
yes,
don't,
they're
don't
bigger.
Get,
the
don't
roasting
get,
hens
yes.
are bigger.
Don't go to the big box store and buy the little cheapie that's been frozen. Get a nice fresh, locally grown chicken if you can. And one of the things that I learned back when I started selling grills was how to do a beer butt chicken. Mm-hmm. And...
Or beer can, some of them
yep.
refer to.
And yep. My friend, the rep that sold me the grills, gave me a beer can holder. And basically, you probably all know what this is, but at the time, I had a Phoenix grill.
Yep, well, it's a gas grill.
It is, and it's very much like the Holland grill on steroids. So basically, it's a gas grill with a burner under a drip pan, so you really can't catch your food on fire. And it's kind of hard to burn anything.
Right.
So it's perfect for this scenario because you need a drip pan under a chicken that's standing up.
Right. So this little holder that the chicken is on, it's like a T, and you set the flat part of the T on the grill, and there's a tube that comes up that houses a beer can, a can of orange juice,
yep.
whatever it is that you want to add moisture to the chicken.
Right.
And then you slide the chicken from the butt. This is why we call them beer butt chickens. From the butt, you down into the chest cavity, you slide that chicken over top of
don't
this, and it sits there.
Don't listen to the screaming.
That's right, yeah. But the legs are down on touching the grill, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But the wings are up, and it's vertical when
yep.
it cooks, right?
So what I do is I rub it in oil, and then put a lot of seasoning on it. I'll put typically orange juice. I don't use beer anymore because I found that a fruit juice is better. And so the inside's just going to get a sweet juice. The outside's going to get smoke and seasoning. And the combination of those two just makes for a really moist, really flavorful chicken. But here's the best part. It looks really cool. When
yes,
you bring that baby out and set it on the table, you've just got a big, proud bird standing up saluting America.
Right, because you serve it with it still on the stand. And
yep.
then we'll carve it at the table. What I want to talk about, that juice that he talked about, is you're getting a steaming effect on the inside of the chicken. So bring your thermometer, because now you're cooking inside and out, which is different than most of the time when you grill chicken.
And you don't have to worry about your thighs and drumsticks and stuff not being cooked, because they're external on this cook. So they will get up to 180 when your breast is 160, 165. It's about perfect.
Because they're closer to the fire, too. They're down,
they're
the breast is up.
They're on the outside.
Yep.
You know, so they're getting the heat a little faster, and the breast is insulated nicely. And if you get inside that breast meat and you get it up to 165 or 170, you're about perfect. And pull it off, and then take a piece of foil, park that thing on a cookie sheet or something, and drape some foil over it, and just let it rest for about 20 minutes. It'll keep steaming.
Right.
And those juices and that protein will just keep recirculating until they're sort of back to where they need to be.
Yep.
And it's important on the breast portion of the meat, because that's what people very often overcook and dry out.
Right.
And a nice juicy chicken breast, like we're talking Dutch chicken breast.
Right, yeah.
I love it. We eat a lot of yard bird now.
Right, yeah. Well, it's good for us. It's a better protein than some others. But I wanted to ask you, the grilling technique itself. You're going to set this beer can stand with the chicken on it in the middle of your grill.
Yeah.
You're going to grill it with the lid down.
Yes.
And what kind of heat are you going to have on your grill?
Indirect.
Right, right.
So depending on what grill you're using, like on my Cajun, I do a lot of charcoal cooking, and I have a big Cajun, a T-Gids company made for me. And I'll have the coals on one end. I'll put the chicken on the other end, and I'm going to throw a little bit of my hickory on right when I close the lid. And I'm going to actually be kind of smoking the outside of that. And let me tell you, buddy, it is beautiful.
Right.
And,
you can do this on your gas grill, too, because generally on a grill that's big enough to do one of these chickens, because it's standing up, you got to have a little bit of height. You know,
yes.
You got to have a foot of clearance above your grate.
Yep.
And but there'll be more than one burner control. So you do
hopefully.
You do one on one, heat on one side, the chicken on the other.
What if there's not?
Well, then I would use your pan. You're going to want a drip pan under it anyway.
Or do you have a pizza stone?
Right. Yeah. Very good.
That works even better because
deflect the heat.
The heat will hit it, but it'll kind of redistribute it a little bit, and you'll keep those flames from directly going on it. Now I'll tell you, with a pizza stone, your grease from the chicken's going to run over the side, and you will get some flare up, but you'll learn to moderate your temperature, and don't set a definite time for dinner.
Yeah.
If it's your first time.
Right.
And you can get these at like any Ace Hardware that sells the big green egg and stuff. There's plenty of people that now that sell the beer can holders.
Oh, yeah. And they're $8, $9. These aren't huge numbers for something.
But if you get the big green egg version, it's ceramic.
Yep.
And you don't even have to put a can in it. You can just pour your juice right in that holder.
Right. The ceramic, you're talking about the holder for the chicken.
$20 or $30, but maybe that's an early present for Dad, too.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
That you can show him after he gets done eating.
Right. All right, coming up next, we're going to stay on the grill, but we're going to be doing some of the sides or maybe some extras or a little. There's nothing better than the early thing off the grill when you're cooking the rest of the stuff.
That's
you
right.
You know, a little tidbit. I call it the bench food, right? It never made it off the bench. It went from the grill to the bench to my belly, just like that. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.